widespread everywhere across the country but Hawaii. That was a report from the Centers for Disease Control this month on the severity of the flu season, with an increasing number of deaths among the very old and the very young. The number of influenza cases is growing in the islands, but because the season hasn't peaked yet, healthcare officials want to blunt the spread of the flu. This week, the association launches an intense flu prevention program. This morning, we sat down with Hilton Raythel, the head of the Hawaii Healthcare Association, who says, "We can't let our guard down.
We really want to focus on prevention. We want to stop Hawaii from having the same issues that they're having on the mainland. This has been a worse-than-usual flu season on the mainland, and it is peaking. They believe it's peaking right about now. And Hawaii tends to be about a month or 6 weeks behind the mainland in terms of its peak. So we want to focus on making sure that we keep people healthy, we keep them using best practices, and so that they don't get sick. And we want to avoid, if at all possible, some of the issues that are occurring on the mainland.
Tell us about that. How extreme has it been in some of these facilities?
Well, people have seen on the news some of the situations that are going on. There is a, there's a 12-year-old, I believe, that, healthy 12-year-old who died within 2 days on the mainland of getting the flu. There are hospitals over there that, some hospitals that have set up tents in their emergency clinics, in their parking lots to handle the overflow in the emergency rooms. There are some hospitals that have had to cancel elective surgeries so that they could have space in their facilities for people with the flu, and there are other hospitals that have had to take over areas adjacent to their emergency rooms so that they can increase their capacity. So it in various, and that's not all across the mainland, but there are areas in the mainland that have had to take some fairly significant measures to accommodate the severity and the volume of patients are getting with the flu this season.
We've heard in some of the headlines about the pediatric deaths that are up. Elderly also affected very severely. What are we doing to target those areas?
Well, the Healthcare Association of Hawaii, which represents all the acute care hospitals, long-term care facilities, home health agencies, hospices, assisted living facilities, and other providers in the state, we are working very closely in conjunction with a lot of community partners, and that includes the Department of Health, it includes AARP, it includes the payers like HMSA, Kaiser, and other payers, and it includes our hospitals as well. So we're working on a concerted campaign to get the message out there, to focus on prevention, to focus on best practices. If you do get sick, stay away from people, stay home. So we, again, are working very hard to see what we can do to mitigate the impact of the flu here in Hawaii.
Now, I just got a robocall, a warning from my provider saying, hey, you didn't get your flu shot, come on in, just stop on by. And I did get my flu shot, but then when I called the company, they said, well, maybe somebody in your family hasn't got the vaccine this season, and they're encouraging us to, you know, get your husband, get your kids in there, just to make sure they're protected. So I guess you've got different companies that are doing different things to try and get the word out this season.
Yes, as I just said, everyone is concerned about this. This is a real burden it's a burden on workers, on employers, if people get sick. There are some companies that have had 10 or 20% of their workforce that has gotten sick. There are some schools that have shut down entire classrooms at a time and then gone through and sanitized all their, had to go through and wipe down all the desks and the chairs and things like that and go through all the bathrooms. So we want to ensure that that there's a lot of messaging out there. Now, people, if you're going to change behavior, if people, for example, are not used to getting a flu shot, well, then sometimes, it may take 3, 4, 5 different messages before they actually listen to it, before they actually act on it. So the fact that someone like Kaiser, in your example, has sent out a message is a very good thing, but sometimes that's not enough. Sometimes there's, again, people need to hear things 3, 4, 5 times. So that's why, again, we're working with all these different agencies, and there's multiple types of messaging that's going out there. We, for example, are working, this is one example of what we're doing. We're working on an op-ed for the Star Advertiser. We are working on a social media campaign using Twitter and other social media. And we're working on some other messaging as well, so that we are getting this message out. We and our partners are getting this message out in as many different ways as possible over the next few weeks.
Right, and you mentioned that sometimes you have to hear it several times. You know, what I hear from my family is, oh, when I got the vaccine, I got sick last time, so I don't want to go in there. But maybe it's a coworker or another friend that repeating that same message, and then they'll be more open to the idea of going in and getting vaccinated.
Well, that is true. And going back to your point about, you know, if someone does, you know, someone says, well, look, I got the flu shot and I didn't get, and I still got the flu. There are different strains of the vaccine out there, and there's no one vaccine that covers all the different strains that are out there. But the overwhelming consensus from healthcare professionals is that getting a flu shot is better than not getting a flu shot. So if the and even if you do get the flu after you've had a flu shot, the flu shot may help the impact or the severity of the flu be not as bad as what it was if you hadn't got the flu shot. So we are recommending, and the general consensus is from healthcare professionals across the nation, that getting a flu shot is better than not getting a flu shot.
Right. And then some places of work will organize clinics where they'll have the providers come in, you know, in the lunchroom or a conference room, and then get their employees to, you know, go down there and just get vaccinated. Try and make it easy for everybody just to get protected.
Yes, they are. There's lots of different places you can get a vaccine. You could go to your primary care physician. You could go to a Minute Clinic. You could go to a urgent care center. You can go, and as you said, there are lots of employers that are working. Because, of the flu season being more severe or anticipated to be more severe this year here in Hawaii than what it has been, there are a lot of employers that are doing that are collaborating with pharmacies to get their flu shot. And so that's something you could talk to your employer about and or your human resources person and say, look, you know, can we run a flu clinic in our department or in our business, in our place of business? It doesn't have to be a huge business in order to get the flu shot. At the association, we're a relatively small business, and yet we got one of our partners, one of our members, actually PharmaCare, to come in, and they organized to give all of us a flu shot. So again, it doesn't have to be, you don't have to have 50 or 100 people in order to run a flu clinic at your place of work. And that's a very convenient way where everyone can just sort of line up and go through and get the flu shot.
And it's not too late to organize one.
It is not too late to organize one, and it's not too late to get the flu shot. It's the flu actually is around all year. It's just its severity comes at this, you know, during the winter. So getting the flu shot, even if you haven't gotten the flu shot yet, getting the flu shot is still a good thing to do.
And then also at long-term care facilities, we had talked about how do you manage exposure for the folks, for the elderly folks that might be more susceptible to germs.
Well, what a lot of hospitals and long-term care facilities and other organizations are doing is they are encouraging and motivating all their staff to get the flu shot. So that's one of the first lines of prevention, is have all the staff get their flu shot. Some places are restricting access, for example, they're not letting kids in during visiting hours. They're just trying to minimize the amount of traffic that's coming in and out of their facilities during this time of the year. They're really focusing on best practices, frequent hand washing, isolating patients if they do have the flu. If you don't have a flu shot or haven't taken the flu shot or choose not to get the flu shot, you know, you could wear a mask if you're around people who do have the flu. So there's other things you can do, but the hospitals and the long-term care facilities are actively engaged in minimizing the impact of the flu.
Okay, so we'll be hearing more about it over the next several weeks. Thank you very much for joining us today in the studios.
Thank you very much for this opportunity.
That was Hilton Rathel, the head of Hawaii's Healthcare Association, stressing the need for Hawaii to be on guard as we move into the peak flu season. Expect to hear more about the flu prevention campaign over the next month.